They may sound rough, but these cars have covered thousands of kilometers through mountains and desert sandstorms on their way to the Gambia to be auctioned for charity. Organizers of the three-week-long event admit they picked the least experienced applicants. Pharmaceutical worker Kristen Harper had to leave her 1992 Opel Omega behind in the desert when her group could not repair the radiator.
There have been 2 points where I've thought, this isn't worth it, I'm going home. But and that was probably, that was the first one where I thought, I want my mommy.
They were picked up by Roger Norum, who was making the drive alone. Norum says he knows about cars, but this trip has forced him to get more creative. He repaired a muffler using a clothes hanger and duct tape.
If you look around and see some of the, you know, MacGyver quick fixes that some people have done to some of their cars, it's really a testament to the human imagination.
Drivers were supposed to spend less than $30 on pre-race repairs. With no support trucks or helicopters in this rally, drivers rely on one another when they break down. Stuart Devon says his BMW has broken down more than 300 times.
Oh yeah, we might have broken a little bit of suspension. We've got a hole in our exhaust you can fit your hand in, and the back box is missing. We put a hole in our fuel tank, but we're not using it, so it doesn't matter.
In the place of the fuel tank, Devon and his partner have fuel lines running out of the hood, through the sunroof, and into a jerry can in the back seat.
It's brilliant because it shouldn't be here. Not only because it broke down all the time, but it's just not designed to go anywhere near a beach, let alone a desert in a sandstorm.
As the group rumbles and rattles its way to the start line on this day's stage, Devon says he does not think the Dakar rally can compare to this race.
I mean, if I did it again, I'd want to do it in a stupid car again.
Carrie Barber for VOA News, Gandiol, Senegal.
www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。